For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Browns, Cowboys, it's a primetime game. Tom Brady's NFL debut as a broadcaster coming up as well. And Joe Bitonio, Browns guard, weighed in on the magnitude of the game earlier today in Berea.
It's his first game, you know, first national game, so that's exciting. Honestly, for us, like, we're just playing. I don't really get to see the telecast at all, so it's different. I'm sure he'll do a great job. He's done great jobs, pretty much everything else he's done, but it's cool. It's cool.
So I know that there was a debate.
It's cool. It's cool.
Joel is so understated.
I mean, that was like the review of your food from earlier.
Of my tacos, yeah.
That's good. Very good.
Yeah. Mac, what do you think about the tacos there? Yeah, that's, you know, that's good. It's good. Yeah. No, I would have said very good. You've kind of ruined, everybody in the studio has ruined the word very for me for the rest of eternity.
Yeah, for some
eternity.
Reason, when you hear very, you just think not.
Yeah, well, honestly, it's because we've overused really and very as a society. Like it's become very lazy just to be like, it's really good. Why can't we just say it's good?
We're adding on. How is that lazy?
Well, no, because I think it's overselling.
You just want to get to the point. You're like, it's good.
Yeah. Like, not everything is really good. Not everything is very good. Most things are just good.
We're hyping up too many things?
Well, no, because I think if everything's really good, then it's just good, right?
You lost me.
I feel like this is a valid semantics.
You lost me. Everything's really good, then it's just good. You mean, so we need to, for it, to move the goalpost
out
on the language of it all.
Yes.
Then we need something beyond just really good to really be the exclamation point here.
Exactly.
And that's where Mac ended up with really, really good.
Yeah, really?
Very, very good.
And really, really good. There was a voice crack, and that was the insulting thing there. My point is, it informed me of a lie. That's what it informed me of. That when people's voice cracks or when people's voice goes up, it's a scientific fact that is one way to tell if somebody's lying or not. Now, getting back to really, really good, Tom Brady's to be, does viewership equal a bigger game?
You mean like the amount of people that are watching?
Yeah.
No, not necessarily.
Okay, because I kind of think this feeling is, and like, Monday Night Football. Well, it's Monday Night Football.
Trying to think of what would be a bigger stage than what they're doing this week. And listen, it's game one, and we've talked about the idea that like they've had bigger game ones in the past. The Baker game, a few years prior to that, even the Chiefs game, I thought was a really big one. Like
Cincinnati last year
was
had
massive.
More at stake.
It was massive.
Yeah,
Joe Burrow didn't throw for 100 yards. Defense was dominant. That was great. Is there a bigger game you can have than Tom Brady's? And I'm not talking about from the Browns perspective. I just mean in general, this season, if I'm going to slot out big games, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman on Monday Night Football isn't bigger than Tom Brady's broadcasting debut.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Like, are you watching? And I mean this sincerely. Is anybody watching this game or more apt to watch this game because of Tom Brady?
Yes. Which is not why broadcasters get paid. We know that. There's been all sorts of proof to the idea that Joe Buck doesn't get paid money to be Joe Buck necessarily because no one's tuning into Monday Night Football for Joe Buck. It's more the idea that with Tom Brady, there's an element of unknown. He is the greatest quarterback of all time. And yeah, people are going to tune in for him. Plus, it's a 4:00 game where there's only one other game on the schedule.
Respectfully, am I the only person that doesn't care about Tom Brady's debut?
Listen, I think he's going to suck, so take that for whatever it's worth. I don't think he's going to be very good at all.
The other games in those 4:00 windows are nowhere near as interesting as this game.
Well, yeah, okay, but so I hear that, but so it's skewed towards this game for more people to watch it because it's two teams coming off playoff wins.
They're not. They're not watching for the Browns. They're watching for Tom Brady.
I would venture to say that the Browns and Cowboys are going to bring more people to the table than Tom Brady.
I think we're watching for the Browns. We're watching, if you're in Dallas as a Cowboys fan, you're watching for the Cowboys. I think more people are watching to check out Tom Brady than they are for watching how Deshaun Watson's going to do in his game.
I guarantee you, if you asked just the average Joe, my Aunt Pat and Uncle Don, who when we were in the hospital room towards the end with my biological father, we talked so much Browns football.
Because are they Browns fans?
They are. They are.
Well, then they take they're out of the equation. Well, like, no, but, Browns fans are always going to be on their own team.
I guarantee you, if I went to them and said, who's on the call for this game, they couldn't pick Tom Brady out of a lineup. And my Uncle Don literally falls asleep watching sports on his phone with the TV on sports as well. The man is a sportsaholic. I guarantee you, he has no recollection or no care that Tom Brady's part of this. And
he's the greatest quarterback of all time. It's the first time he's doing a broadcast. I mean, maybe I'll admit I'm too much of a media honk. Maybe that's what that is. I don't know.
I definitely think the Tom Brady thing is a media creation.
But it's his first game doing it.
I don't think that matters to people. I like to the average fan. They'll tune in and go, "Oh, Tom Brady's on." Oh, is this?
I think by week seven, I think you're right. I think by week seven, people aren't going to be like, "All right, we've heard you, Tom. We got it." But there's a newness attached to this. This is a big deal.
How many
you're the
people
Fox number
been,
one crew.
How many people have been following his career post the NFL? Because I think that's just where my head's at. Is it's just like, especially because he didn't retire and then automatically go into the booth. Like, it's like a delay. They're going to be like, "Oh, yeah, Tom Brady, he used to play." Like, I think that's how quickly we move on from...
It just sounds so simple.
I know.
Tom Brady, he used to play. He's the greatest to do it ever.
Unintentionally a D there. And you know when I'm intentionally a D. That was an unintentional D move. What I meant was...
It sounded funny to me.
What I meant was that I just don't think people track the announcer thing the way that you and I do.
We've been suffocated with it for the entire off season. Everything down from how many people tuned in for the roast of Tom Brady and heard all the jokes about the that dominated conversation for 3 days. The roast of Tom Brady.
I guess I see your point that there might be some interest. I just think, like, I listen. I think it's the most interesting game in the 4:30 time slot. I think that's going to drive more people there, not want to watch a crappy 4:30 kick. And watching two teams that won combined 23 games last year, I think that has more pulling power for the average fan. I'm talking about even just random Browns fans, random Cowboy fans, random Carolina fans looking for a game at 4:30 to watch. Maybe the Tom Brady's Tom's on this. I think it's a driver. I think
the $30 million a year bet that Fox is making is that's going to be a little bit of a driver.
Well, and you said,
you think the difference between Greg Olsen is nominal?
Yeah, because I don't think casual fans who aren't in sports talk radio give a rip about announcers the same way that radio people do.
I just think sometimes...
Unless it's your like local announcers like Hammy or now Siciliano or Jimmy or any of those guys.
I just think it transcends it a little bit. If Michael Jordan does an NBA broadcast, people are paying attention to it. If LeBron does an NBA broadcast, people are paying attention to it in a way that they are not paying attention to, as great as he is, Reggie Miller when he does NCAA games and sometimes gets in the NBA as well. Like, it just... I think it matters who you are. And I think we don't get to hear from the all-time greats nearly as often as we'd like, and that's part of the reason, because we don't have as many, and MJ doesn't want to speak ever, and LeBron isn't there yet.
So you said you think Tom Brady is going to suck. I think he's gonna
be pretty bad, if I'm being honest.
Can I offer an alternative way of looking at it?
Well, hold on. Can I clarify that first?
You may.
I think he's going to suck with the idea that I think a lot of people are going to say, like, he'll be like, "Oh, that was a good bubble screen," and people are like, "Wow. Tom Brady thought that was a good..." Like, I think that part's going to exist, where like he can say the tiniest thing, and people are going to be like, "Whoa, that was enlightening."
The Tony Romo of it all.
That was something. But because Tom is saying it, we'll be like, "Wow." But ultimately, I think he's got very little charisma.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's going to be able to do it the way that maybe he thinks he will in the beginning, and I think it's going to be a little bit of a struggle. Yeah.
So I just think it's been built up to such a degree, and I'll be honest with you, I think guys like Saban and Belichick have moved the bar even further, because those are guys who are recently out of their old gigs who are annihilating it. So not only do you have other new broadcasters to the game that I think are setting the bar to a higher level, I also think, like, if Tom Brady's good, it's not good enough. You're not watching Tom Brady be a good announcer. If you care about this stuff, you're probably watching him to be the greatest announcer ever, because he was the greatest quarterback ever.
Part of why I think Saban worked on game day this past weekend is because he was with a wild card in Pat McAfee. And McAfee's he just has so much energy. He's got so much everything attached to himself. And then Nick Saban could say the easy thing that he's been thinking all offseason, and we lose our minds over it. Kevin Burkhardt is not that. He's not Gus Johnson as a play-by-play guy. And so I think it's a I don't love the pairing for Tom Brady.
I mean, listen, you know me. I think Greg Olsen got jobbed. And whether Greg says it publicly or not, I think Tom Brady, I think Fox is dumb. With all due love and respect to people who are smarter and more well-paid than me, I'm sorry. I think you lucked into something that worked after moving on from your A team
for sure
for over a decade. And to then spit in that gift horse's face and say, we're going to take one of the guys out and replace him with a complete noob when you already lucked into something, I think that is a massive risk. But guys, honestly, I'm going to be listening to Tom Brady because he's on the call. I'm going to be listening to it and paying attention because it's his first thing. But, like, I think the best win here is that I come away of like, yeah, he's Tom Brady. Yep. He did a game. Like, I do think the stakes are so high.
Okay. I'm going to challenge you a little bit here because I wonder if what you think about the job Tom Brady does is related to whether or not the Browns play well or don't play well on Sunday. I think if the Browns are playing well and he's just complimenting Deshaun Watson, he's talking about how Stefanski's won 2 Coach of the Years and, oh, he's got some real adults in the room there in that front office and all these other type of things, I think you'd be like, wow, Tom's great. If Deshaun struggles, though, if the offense doesn't look as good, if maybe the defense has a couple hiccups here and there and he is critical of the Browns and the Browns have a stinker, I would bet a lot of the people when we talk about like the was Tom Brady good conversation, I bet a lot of people then are like, Tom Brady stunk up the joint.
It's funny because if Tom Brady really wants to impress me, he can just say something that I hadn't heard or hadn't thought of. Because that's really, those guys never do that. Whether it's, and it, we've you know, now that they basically just roll you out of Syracuse and you get a, like a 22, you get $1 million job. Or out of Northwestern, and we just have like these 3 or 4 powerhouses that put out play-by-play guys.
Bowling Green State, I mean, naturally.
There's the Ivy League school. There's no difference. Like, the reason why I don't get upset, don't get up about broadcasters anymore is the whole point is that they're generic and bland and not interesting. So, like, there's already a part of this that I'm cynical
okay,
in.
Okay, so you think Tom Brady's probably going to be the copy and pasta, so to speak, broadcaster, which is kind of why I'm saying I don't think he's going to be very good.
Well, but like I think my point is, like, they've already destroyed what it means to be a good play-by-play guy by completely reducing it to, well, you look good and you have a good voice, so you must be good. You went to Syracuse. You must be wonderful. I think the same thing's happening in players because I think they're now going for names instead of going for guys with interesting points of view or – instead of, hey, were you a really good football player that has a personality and kind of fits a booth? It is, hey, you were good at quarterback once. You're the greatest quarterback ever. We're going to add you to it. You are now our number one guy.
I mean, it does have a chance to fail. It's not like just because he was great, everyone's going to latch onto it. We've got numerous examples of great NBA players that did not make good broadcasters.
So can I get back to it, though? Because the idea of, and Betonio talked about it, a couple guys in the locker room talked about, well, it's, you know, Tom Brady's first thing, and it's the first regular season game in the booth, and, you know, it's Dallas, and it's prime time.
Yeah.
To me, and this is probably where I am just alone in the way I think about this. What is more important to me when I consider the stakes of the game are not who's on the call, although that can impact a little bit. It's not, well, what's the time window? Is it a prime time game? For me, it's what's at stake. And I think that's where I probably just differ than anybody else is it's like, well, it's an out-of-division game or it's out of a conference game.
Yeah, it sounds like, correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like you don't think there's many things at stake here.
No, I mean, I think what's at stake is you get a win or you get a loss. Like,
You're treating it very much like it's week one the same way it's week 7, the same way it's week 10. Am I misreading that or
not? Yeah, like, I think Cincinnati was a more important first game last year than this one.
I agree with that, yeah.
I think if you played the Chiefs week one, even though, thank God, we don't, I'd probably say that's a more important game, even though every single game's important. And I was thinking about this division in the break because we're going to do division winners, too, by the end of the show. I'm probably going to get them started here. But, like, how many wins do you think it's going to take the AFC North this year?
12.
Dude, that is the perfect answer.
There we go.
I almost hate you for taking my answer.
Bang biscuit. That was your answer, too?
Yes.
Exactly on the
number. 12. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I think most people would say 13 or 14 or 15. And I just don't think that's realistic.
Right, there's going to be some come back down to earth moments. Baltimore's not winning 13 games again this year, I don't think.
Well, not just that.
It's a lot of really good teams.
So
they're just going to murder up on each other.
Last year, well, I think that's the thing that people don't realize. If the quarterbacks are healthy in the AFC this year, that's the only thing that stopped us from having 9-win teams in the wild card last year. Rodgers getting injured early, Joe Burrow missing half the season. There were other injuries I'm forgetting off the top of my head.
20% of starting quarterbacks last year didn't finish the season.
And seemingly, it was the good ones in the AFC that went down and the crappy ones in the NFC. I do think that removed the gauntlet-esque feature of this. I think, I'll be honest with you, I think Pittsburgh might end up being a 7-win team this year because I think Russ is washed.
I didn't say cooked. Congratulations.
I held up.
I can tell your brain wanted to.
But
Mr. Unlimited is limited. There's so many things you can do.
Limited. But,
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think they might get pushed down to be the 11 or 12 seed just because look at the sheer amount of talent.
There's too many good teams.
Yeah. So
there's too many good teams.
Honestly, the one seed might be a 12-win team as well. We've had times like that in recent NFL history where one conference is so good that the one seed is a 12-win team. So it's so funny. The path to get there is incredibly hard. I know I said it like that way. It's incredibly hard. But
you turned into a Boston guy.
I did. Hard. It's so hard, guys.
Park the car in the harbor.
Go to the barbecue because it's hard.
We just turned into, we're just redoing the town all of a sudden.
Are you a co-op? I'm never going to the Departed. Are you a co-op? I'm not a co-op. Now,
the way you do it, it sounds like you're doing like Ted instead because it's still all Wahlberg.
Yeah. That's fair. But no, I think 12 wins is the magic number. And I think you get to 12 wins, I think you have a healthier, better than 50% chance of winning the division.
I just think there's just going to be a lot of beating up on each other. And there's so many good, I was thinking about reasons why Dak next year wouldn't leave and go to Pittsburgh. Because I'm like, oh, well, that's obvious place for him. If Russ flames out, if Justin Fields isn't it. He's always had a connection with Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin wanted to draft him many years ago. Maybe he ends up there. And then I did the same thing I did for trying to make the case for Aaron Rodgers not to go to the Jets. It's like, why would you ever enter what is the AFC right now? And I don't know. Maybe the NFC is caught up a little bit. So maybe we got to think about it in different terms. Maybe they're both just really good right now and they've gotten to a spot. Well,
no.
You add Caleb Williams into the mix.
Okay, he's a rookie.
Well, yeah, but the Bears are, some people are calling them, not favorites or anything like that, but some people are putting NFC title game expectations on their plate.
Okay, well then tell those people to stop huffing paint.
Well, okay, I mean, I can drive them to the methadone clinic myself if you want me to, but they're they exist and they're out there.
Well, but
and they like that Bears team, but the NFC's gotten better. It's gotten much better, but the AFC is still, it's still so far and away better.
I'm deciding whether I want to just get into division, who we'd predict is going to win divisions, or whether I want to give you my spiciest Dak take. I think I'm going to go spiciest Dak take.
I want spicy Dak take.
Do you know why? Because I've been thinking about this.
It's spicier than him being a Steeler next year?
So much spicier.
That we just slid in there and just kind of...
So much spicier.
Drive-by, a la town style, and just kind of kept going?
The Steelers thing is spicy to us. I'm telling you, if you want to really get spiteful, Dak should go to the Giants. Can you imagine? Can you just feel?
Yeah, it feels like when Saquon landed with the Eagles.
I think this is much worse. I think if you ask Cowboys fans.
I like it. It's a good take, though. It's a good take.
Well, because one.
You just had the Joe Shane audio where he was talking about wanting a quarterback. And then we had the Hard Knocks audio where his son was basically mocking him. Like, you got one opportunity to be a GM, and this is what you're going to do?
And I think, I mean, here's the thing.
Ruthless kid, but he was smart.
If you are the Giants, you get one of the 10 best quarterbacks in the game in a better context. Like, that Giants context, the everything other than the quarterback, the head coach, I would take Brian Daboll over Mike McCarthy, and that's wild because one of those dudes has won a Super Bowl, and it's not Brian. But I think he's a better coach. I think he's made.
I like that you had to clarify that it was not Brian.
just for every listener out there.
In case you missed it.
But, like, I think the O-line's better. I think that defense has, yeah, you got Micah Parsons on one side, but you got Burns and Thibodeau on the other side, Dexter Lawrence, like, I think the Giants are a great quarterback or a very, 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 very good quarterback away from, like, being a real presence in the NFC and in the NFL. And I think Dak would put them
over
the top.
For sure. It's just going to cost them $65 million a year to do so.
So?
I like, by the way, there's something about, you mentioned Mike McCarthy. I just wanted to get this off really quickly. I do think Mike McCarthy and Dak, and the worry I have for week one, just attached to them too, because we kind of sideswiped McCarthy a little bit there, is the idea that I think both of them are really good regular season coach, and both of them have not been good playoff coaches. And I think there's a reason for that. And I think if both of them feel like they're on the hot seat, maybe, they enter this year with, like, screw it. We might not even be on this team anyway, so we're just going to do whatever we initially wanted to do anyway.
You just think it's like hero ball?
Basically. And I'm dying to find out if that happens, and we'll find out in week one.
Do you realize that the no bleeps given season, if that is truly the approach by Prescott and McCarthy?
It might be. It's on the table.
Only makes the idea of spitefully leaving the Dallas Cowboys for the Giants even funnier to me.
Oh, it's all in play.
Like, if Dak went out there, and let's say, okay, we're not going to say win a Super Bowl. Let's say had him in the NFC title game. And I mean, we're talking NFL MVP, best season he's ever had.
Yeah, because he's playing loose.
And they can't franchise tag him. They can't. Because that was part of the deal with him signing the extension after the last two tags, right?
Right.
And then at that moment, he goes, you know, I just didn't feel loved, and now I'm going to go to your biggest rival.
It's 100% in play.
Guys, you know me. I'm team petty, all right? I try very hard not to be petty personally. Not professionally.
How are you team petty, but you can't, you try really hard not to be petty?
Because I love pettiness in sports.
Okay, you like watching pettiness from a distance.
Yes. This is the male equivalent to the Beverly Housewives of Dumb People, whatever that show's called. Like, Dak Prescott doing this is like Laura sleeping with Tiffany's husband.
This is your Hoctua podcast.
It really is. Talk Tua
to me.
Deck it to me. Nah, that did not work.
Not close, though.
Can I get you on board, though? Actually, yes.
No, I love it. I love it. And I think Dak's the type of person to pull it off.
Because he's so nice. He's so nice, and he says everything right. So if he hits him with the old DX on the way out, I mean, it might actually kill Jerry Jones. So maybe I don't want that to happen. But, like, I mean, he could unalive Jerry Jones with a shock of this.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.